The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
1 month from now, Fine Gael leader Leo Varadkar becomes Taoiseach as part of the arrangement made between his party and Fianna Fáil as part of the historic coalition deal reached in 2020. And speculation continues to grow as to who'll get lucky and who'll get shafted as part of a cabinet reshuffle. Joining me now is Danny McConnell, political editor with the Irish Examiner. Danny, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, is there much change expected? Because Fianna Fáil were saying they're hanging on to health. They're hanging on to housing, they think. They want justice. They want Heather Humphrey's job. They've already got Pascal Donoghue's job. They're being a bit greedy, it would appear.
And they also want Foreign Affairs, Pat, as well. So, look, I mean, they basically want all the great gigs that are on offer. And this is a matter that came up with the Fine Gael parliamentary party last night, that essentially there were calls from TDs within the party not to give the Social Protection and Rural Affairs Ministry back to Fianna Fáil, given the amount of money that Heather Humphreys has been giving out and the good news that she's been spreading all over the country. But, you know, all of this, I suppose, the permutations, Pat, will largely determine on what portfolio Micheál Martin decides to take. And essentially, there is an acceptance that he gets first dibs when stepping out of the teacher's office. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you about Simon Coveney, because although he's had his difficult moments, a recent poll I saw one of the papers, forget which one, suggested that people thought that Simon Coveney was doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, he's had a rough time of it. And obviously, the Catherine Sapone affair is probably the greatest sort of black mark on his copybook.
But who remembers? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's done him substantial damage politically. I mean, I think his stock within his own party has fallen substantially. There's no doubt about that. And obviously, he was seen as the heir apparent after Leo Varadkar, given that he was the other leadership challenger in 2017. But I do think there is, and I was making this point in my column at the weekend, you know, there's a sort of a feeling within Fine Gael, particularly amongst rural TDs, that, you know, they're not necessarily the biggest fans of Leo Varadkar, but they go along with him as long as Coveney's there to act as a sort of translator, or, you know, as a sort of a aid to kind of, you know, talk to them and kind of be their liaison. So the idea of ousting Simon Coveney from cabinet might make sense from a logical sense, given he's been there since 2011. He's had a pretty rough ride of it this term, you know, and he sort of, you know, he has seen his position diminished, you know, albeit from where he was Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs Minister and being the sort of the real point person on Brexit. He's now the sort of third person in line when it comes to those sort of discussions. So his stock has certainly fallen, but there is a sense, I think, you know, internal politics within Fine Gael will dictate that he will remain not at Foreign Affairs. He'll probably go somewhere else. And as we were speculating at the weekend, there's a sense that he might go back to the Department of Agriculture, which Fine Gael desperately wants to take back from Fianna Fáil, because they want to reconnect with their rural base. And Simon Coveney obviously did quite well in that portfolio previously. Or there's now talk that he might take the job currently held by Leo Varadkar in the Department of Enterprise. So there are, as I said, it all will be determined by where Micheál Martin go. And that's what that will determine the fall of the dominoes from there.
Now, Micheál Martin, the rumour going around all last week was that he wanted Foreign Affairs. In fact, I put it to Simon Coveney himself in an interview the other day, and we had a bit of a laugh that his constituency colleague would push him out from Foreign Affairs and into agriculture. There are dangers for Micheál Martin being pretty much out of the country all of the time, because that's what Simon Coveney has had to do.
Yeah, there is a difficulty with becoming you know Foreign Affairs Minister, because you are certainly not in Dublin. And as a party leader, I think the experience of Eamon Gilmore when he was Taoiseach, you know, would be ringing loudly. And given the fact that, you know, Micheál Martin has had to live with these consistent sort of mutterings and threats of internal heaves against him, you know, all the way through his tenure as leader of Fianna Fáil, you know, I think it would be seen certainly internally as an open invitation for his critics and his, you know, rebellious sort of TDs to kind of maybe move against him and plot and kind of get up to stuff while he was away. You know, the point being made by some of Micheál Martin's supporters in kind of advocating a move to Foreign Affairs is that, you know, like, he wouldn't be out of the country any less than he would as Taoiseach. But the only difficulty is that the press pack don't travel with the Taoiseach, we travel with the Taoiseach, you know what I mean? So the profile you know, for one is completely different. So they're not equitable, I don't think. So there would be a danger in relation to that. However, the plus side for Micheál Martin, he's clearly very comfortable in the foreign affairs space. He's clearly, you know, comfortable at that European level, and also as well, primarily from a Fianna Fáil perspective, they've long since desired a direct hands-on role in terms of Northern Ireland, and he won't have that out of the Taoiseach's office.
Yeah, it's interesting, and we've got 25 years of the Good Friday Agreement coming up, and you know, the idea of sorting out the protocol in time for that when the Americans arrive in their droves to mark the 25th anniversary, which of course they contributed to hugely with Bill Clinton. So there could be a lot of kind of bells and whistles surrounding that particular occasion for a Minister for Foreign Affairs. Who's going to lose their jobs, though? Because you can't make space for new people unless existing people go.
Yeah, and I think the strong sense we're getting is, like, what we know is that there's likely to be no change at all on the Green Party ranks, so they're likely to stay put. We also know that there's likely to be very little, if any, move at all within the Fine Gael ranks in terms of personality. We obviously know that Helen McEntee is going off on maternity leave for 6 months shortly, but obviously her position at Cabinet will remain, so she's not going to be moved or anything like that. So we know that there's likely to be no move there.
But is she likely to stay in justice, you know, the way her job had to be taken over when she was on maternity leave before? So would they take this opportunity to move her to a different portfolio where, you know, someone else gets justice and Helen McEntee gets something else in cabinet to return to?
I think that would come down to the negotiations between the parties as to, again, what portfolio Micheál Martin really wants. Like, so if it's not foreign affairs, justice is the other one, because obviously it deals with the security of the state. There has been some talk that he might look, or Fianna Fáil might look, to take the justice portfolio. But there is also, I think, and speaking candidly, there's a sensitivity around, you know, almost taking a position of off a woman who is on maternity leave. You know what I mean? Even the optics, it may be permissible and it may be allowed under the rules. It just may not look good from a political, you know, from an optics perspective. So there is a sensitivity around that. So I think, by and large, I think Helen McEntee is likely to remain in justice, notwithstanding the desire of Fianna Fáil to take it over. In terms of who's likely to lose out, I mean, there really has only been one name speculated on internally and kind of on the corridors of Leinster House as to a potential loser at cabinet, and that's the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly. Now, if you'd asked me 3 months ago, I would have said he was a sure thing to be dropped. I'm less sure of that now, because I just think what is beginning to resonate is this talk of the need for consistency within the Department of Health, a loss of momentum, were he to be replaced, that i.e. it would take a kind of up to a year, if not more, to get, you know, allow a new minister to get up to speed. And one of the big mistakes that, you know, successive governments have done is, you know, change the Ministry for Health every two and a half years, and there is a need for consistency. And there is a growing sense from some of Stephen Donnelly's colleagues on the Fianna Fáil side that he is actually getting to grips with. Now, a lot of people may not agree with that, but that's certainly the kind of the talk at the moment. So I think there is maybe some pause or cause for rethink in relation to Stephen Donnelly being removed. But you're absolutely right. I mean, you need to spill some blood to make room for new people to come up. What I'm guided on, Pat, is we're likely to see more change, you know, in terms of personnel at the junior ministry level, and whether or not that, and in terms of the senior portfolios, what you're likely to see is people moving portfolios rather than, you know, losing their job. So you're likely to see Simon Harris move. You're likely to see Heather Humphreys may lose out, given if Fianna Fáil do win that battle to take over that portfolio.
Now, one of the ideas about Stephen Donnelly was that he moved. He was an independent when elected. Then he became a Social Democrat. Then he moved from there to Fianna Fáil on the guarantee that he was going to get a ministerial job. And of course, being spokesperson for health, you know, that seemed the logical progression. He should end up in the Department of Health. Has that debt been repaid?
I would certainly think it has. The only thing I would caution myself against, and I've been thinking about this a lot in recent days, is that, you know, given the amount of political capital that Micheál Martin has had to expend in defending that appointment to Stephen Donnelly in the Department of Health internally, and, you know, amid some very trying times during COVID-19 and beyond, that, you know, for him to move Stephen Donnelly now out of the Department of Health, having expended all that political capital, would be a real admission of failure, and I'm just not sure he's ready to do that just yet. And Micheál Martin can be quite stubborn. Like, I mean, even in the face of, you know, compelling evidence to the contrary, he can often seek to defend a line and defend his own decision making, much to the annoyance of his own party. There's also a school of thought, Pat, that because Stephen Donnelly has become such a lightning rod for criticism in light of, you know, record trolley numbers, etc., like that, that, you know, it could be as well to leave him there and you know, you keep him as that lightning rod to kind of deflect from, say, Dara O'Brien, who's in housing. You know what I mean? You might keep the pressure off him by having that person who is, you know, that who just attracts all the criticism. So, you know, there is a kind of almost an emerging thought that which seems quite logical to almost keep Stephen Donnelly.
So you're telling me that in the case of Dara O'Brien and Stephen Donnelly, areas of high pressure from the opposition, housing and health, that you're better off letting them take the blame?
Well, that's certainly, I think there's a feeling and a legitimate feeling and a kind of a growing feeling within Fianna Fáil that could make sense. And we obviously know, like, the Taoiseach did say at their party's audit in late September that Dara O'Brien would be staying on in housing. And, you know, he kind of gazumped the discussions that he's going to have with Leo Varadkar and Eamon Ryan. You know, so Dara O'Brien has pretty much been assured that he's going to remain on. And I don't get any sense from either the Green Party or Fine Gael that they're beating down the door to take over the control of such a difficult ministry. You know, so I think Dara O'Brien is likely to remain.
All right. It's all very interesting, all hinging on what Micheál Martin wants to do. And of course, in his own mind, he probably knows whether he's going to lead Fianna Fáil into the next general election or not. And that could, you know, influence the decision that he makes. Danny, thank you very much for joining us. Daniel McConnell, political editor with the Irish Examiner.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.